Hello, welcome to Cloud Nine. I'm Mar Linehan, here with my co-host, Levi Brown. That's how you say his last name. Take it away, Levi.
Welcome back to Cloud Nine Radio this weekend. Or not weekend, week. We have special guest host, or special guest, John DeGroski. And he is an RMU show band. He plays the trumpet. And he has been doing so for some time now. RMU band has been playing since the start of school year, and we're glad to have him on the show. All right, John, I'm going to start off with a question. I just want to know, how long have you been playing the trumpet?
I've been playing the trumpet since probably I started fifth grade. My dad is a music teacher, so I knew it was a matter of time until I was going to start playing an instrument. And I still remember the day where he asked me, he said, all right, son, what do you want to play? And I told him, like, well, I'm really thinking about playing percussion. You know, I like a couple of jazz artists and stuff like that. He says, he looks at me, he's like, I have too many drummers. Pick something else. So I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I guess I'll play the trumpet. And it's been, till now, I've been playing that. So it's been amazing.
I remember back in third grade, started playing in clarinet. Clarinet in fifth grade, I switched over to drums. That was the last instrument I remember playing in my young school days. I remember my little brother now, he actually plays drums. Like, we have little drum play sets. He plays those things all the time, just banging them in the living room. He wants to be a drummer. I can see him with long hair right now in the future, just like being in a band.
Oh, I mean, he'll be the next jazz artist, or he'll be in a rock band or something. When did you finish? Stop playing an instrument? Or
it was after drums. I didn't actually like playing drums too much for me. I don't know why. I don't know if it was the instructor or it's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, elementary school was how long before us? Mm-hmm. But it was fun, like, just playing them just for fun. I mean,
fun purposes.
Yeah, let's go with that. I've also played piano back in fourth grade. I actually didn't mind playing the piano compared to drums and clarinet. Piano was actually fun. You know, learn majority of songs mm-hmm. on piano. If you know how to play piano, I heard this. If you know how to play piano, you know how to play, any song.
Mm-hmm. Because you can read the bass clef and treble clef within those. I mean, that's why my brother plays tuba. And he started out in trombone, so he was able to read a bass clef. And then he now has a callosum, like it's a C tuba. So it has an attachment to it where he can play within the B-flat range within the treble. So he can read treble clef and he can read bass clef. So he's already has that strong start ahead of him. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. I tried in fifth grade. We were like forced to play an instrument at my elementary school. And so I picked the violin because it was, like, the smallest thing there.
I've always wanted to play a string instrument, yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't good at it. So, like, I tried, and, like, if you, like, learned a song mm-hmm. or something or your instructor saw your improvement, you'd get a ribbon. It took me months to get a ribbon. Mm-hmm. I stopped after fifth grade. Like, it was a requirement. Yeah. You had to. So, but then whenever I moved to, like, middle school, I didn't do that. I just did. I don't think they didn't make you do anything.
No,
I believe in middle school.
My school didn't. It wasn't a requirement, but really, part of me wishes it was a requirement. I feel really strongly about how music education really shapes your overall education. It teaches you how to listen across the whole ensemble. So it teaches you to play with others. It's this team aspect that you get out of music, and you have to learn math because you have to learn how to count and with rhythms and everything, and teaches you really how to read, because you have to start reading and sight reading different types of pieces of music. And I really do wish I was like a lot of the kids in my grade were forced to, well, not forced, or technically, I wish they were had to be drove mm-hmm. that direction, so maybe they could have had a better chance to do better with their musical education.
Yeah, I'm not good at math, so that's probably why I didn't like it. Because anything involved with math, I will not do at all.
Like, I'm horrible at math. It's my worst subject. I'm a history and English guy. Mm-hmm. I like going over, what's going on in the past years. Yeah.
Okay, so you said that your dad influenced you to play the trumpet. Mm-hmm. But is there anything else to go along with that? You kind of hit on it, but...
A lot of... I had a private instructor. His name was Matthew Jones. He really...
Matthew Jones. Yeah.
He was a real inspiration to me. Yeah, he took me under his wing when I was in seventh grade when I started taking private lessons from him. And showed me a bunch of things when it came down to music and showed me how to not only play the music, like what's written on the page, but really express myself through that and through the music and show how I feel, how the music should be played. And that's what music is. It's not about black blots on a page and then an orchestra goes, sits down and plays right through it. Like it's nothing. They all take their interpretation of how it should sound and what they think it should really sound like and what the composer really thought about when he was writing this piece. And it's amazing when you think about it that way. You can really, truly express yourself.
I remember going to plays or musicals and just seeing people play their respective instrument. They would have, this emotion on their face. They would make a facial expression. It's like they really are getting into playing that song or the instrument. And I'm like, I wish I had, I wish I could learn how to play a certain instrument again, I guess, and like just feel that. But a funny fact, I'm actually a DJ, and, I use turntables. So whenever I'm just mixing, sometimes I'll really, like you said, get into it, express yourself. I'll just start like shaking my leg or like moving my feet, my feet.
That's the greatest thing about music.
And like you feel good and like, man, I can keep on going. So I just like blow up another song. I'm like, okay, what can I mix this in? Like what moment I can mix this song in? And then boom, you just do it. You just feel so good. Like, expressing yourself, like you said. Yeah.
Like sitting here on cloud nine, that's pretty much what you feel like you're sitting on cloud nine.
I mean, you're on cloud nine. Yeah. So yeah, of course.
I know you said earlier, John, you wanted to try out a percussion instrument. Any other instrument, maybe besides the trumpet and any set of drums that you played in past or you want to?
Pretty much play any brass instrument moderately well because they're all pretty much the same concept. It's just the size of your aperture. It's pretty much when you touch the lips together, that creates the buzz to make sound out of the instrument. But I've always wanted to play a string instrument. I've always wanted to play violin or cello. Sometimes I listen, and if you see me in the library, I'll probably be listening to like a song like Adagio for strings, just strictly string music. Because honestly, when I listen to that, it's not as complex or confusing when you're listening to that, so you can get work done. You're staying focused on the task at hand rather than if you're listening to a pop tune. There's so many things going on and ups and downs, and just so many notes are actually being played throughout that. It can not only just makes it harder for you when you're listening to it to do your work. It's just most of the pop tunes you just sit there and you tap your foot to, and that's what you want to do. You want to sit and listen to it rather than just enjoy it.
Yeah, I've realized that, trying to do homework or just, doing an assignment, a summary or an essay for a class, I actually listen to instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
Not class, but it's pop/EDM, electronic music, instrumentals, and with those, I actually focus more than songs with words. Instrumentals, yes. They can get the job done.
Yeah.
There's a song called I Remember, and I listen to instrumental of that.
Oh, I've heard that before. It's really good.
Who's it by?
I remember hearing it.
Don't put him on the spot like that, Levi.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
I'm not going to do that to John. I'll give you a hint. It's by a guy named Bitmouse and some other dude. I can't give the other guy's name away.
I heard Bitmouse before, but I'm not too entirely sure. I just remember hearing a song because my friend was he was actually listening to it. He has a Bose speaker.
Oh, cool.
And so he was listening to it, so I asked him what the song was, but I really don't. I didn't ask him too much about the details behind it.
He's like, whenever I do my work, like I'm studying the homework or anything, I can't like mm-hmm. listen to music. Like I strictly have to be like sitting down like at a table or something. Because like if I'm like sitting on my couch at home or sitting on my bed in my dorm, like I would not get like anything done.
Yeah.
I've also found that the first semester, I haven't had a test or a quiz this semester yet, but last semester what I did for test is I'd make flashcards. And that actually worked for me like incredibly well. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't do that before in high school. I just read off, you know, like PowerPoints or whatever the teacher had. But I felt like doing the flashcards, because they don't always give you a study guide, depending on the professor or teacher, it does, like, it helps so much mm-hmm. for me. Anyway, that's just the way I learn. I love like listening to music. Like I listen to it in the car, but I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, since I'm a nursing major, everything's done by memorization. So when you're listening to something like that, you just it's really hard to get down what you need to know.
I remember one day someone said biology and history, or science and you know, history, are the two subjects where everything is just strict memorization.
Yeah.
You'd have to remember everything that was taught in that class to, mm-hmm. you know, pass an exam. In like English and math is a little bit of memorization. Usually I remember like formulas or so.
And then, you know, you have to sit down and like, this is how you
input
do it.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the most memorable event you have ever been a part of, either like at the RMU band or just in general with music?
I think my most memorable moment would have to come down to my senior year. I don't know if you're associated or you know anything about PMEA within Pennsylvania. PMEA is Pennsylvania Music Educators Association. So what you end up doing is you go to a different events, so like district band, region band, then all state. And like what you need to do, your band director selects you, then you get a folder like of six pieces of music. Then, like, you practice that for about 2 months, and then after the 2 months, you go to the high school that's hosting the band. And they take you into a room with everyone that has the selected instrument. So, like, I would be with all the trumpets. And they'd pick, like, two sections out of the six songs. So they are only, like, 16 measures out of probably, like, 3,000 measures of music that you could possibly be playing. And you sit down in front of three judges that have their back to you, and you audition. And then if you're in the top half, in district band, you move on to region. And if you're in the top three out of 16 for each band you go to, you move on to all state.
It sounds like The Voice.
Yes.
A little bit.
it's a huge process. A lot of practicing and a lot of hard work needs to go into it. It's just amazing. And I've ended up my senior year going to Allstate, and that was probably the most amazing experience I've had in my musical career. It, just sitting down and just listening. You could close your eyes and just listen to everyone be in sync, care about the music, and I'm stuttering because I'm remembering all the memories.
Great moment, yeah. It's a memorable moment. You know, you want to sit down like, man, mm-hmm. I remember going to Allstate.
And we were in it was in Hershey too, so we toured Hershey.
Oh, that's awesome.
We went to the factory, and it was
I went there when I was a kid, and I clinged on to my mom. Like I was like 2 or 3 or something. Like those pictures of like my family, like mm-hmm. my mom's side of the family, like my cousins, you know, like everyone. And I was like, my mom was like holding me, like I wouldn't let go, because I was scared of like the people dressed up. Like I didn't like that part. But why did you pick RMU to come for the band?
Well, I picked RMU not strictly because of music. I picked RMU because of the growing nursing program. I really feel, because I sat down probably my junior and senior year, and I was really conflicted of what I would choose for my major to be. It was either going to be something within the medical field or something in the music field. And I really do like people. I really do just like talking and associating with people and hearing their stories and how they went through life.
That's a good quality.
And because I was a server at Chautauqua Lake in New York. It's called The Italian Fisherman, and I really loved it there. They hosted concerts and stuff for most of the the people around the area, and it was a lot of tributes, like Tower of Power and Journey and old bands like that. Oh. So it was a really interesting process, and how, like, you would meet people there and turn tables and hear their stories. So after that, I really made my decision, like, I wanted to go into healthcare. So the growing nursing program here is simply amazing, and I heard good things about it, so that's why I ended up here.
Every time I meet someone new, even back in the beginning of the school year, the most majors I heard that people, you know, it's obviously Robert mm-hmm. Morris is a business school.
Yeah.
But I would hear business major, or yeah, business majors, psychology majors, nursing.
Mm-hmm.
There's another arterial. I can't pronounce the first part of the word arterial.
Axillary science.
Yes, that and.
There you go. High five.
And there's one more. But that was the majority of the majors that were coming to Robert Morris. Every time I just introduced myself, I would hear those four majors from the person that was meeting or so. So on to the next question, John. Do you have any specific favorite musician?
I would have to say the person that I really do look up to. I listen to a lot of his videos on YouTube. His name is Alan Vizzuti. He was an amazing concert trumpet player. And just the things he could do. He could play, his range is incredible. He can go very low to very high. And if you watch him play, it looks like there's no effort at all when he's doing it. His face and his facial structure stays the same at anything he plays. And his tone quality is simply amazing.
Where's he from?
I think he's from the United States, or he's from... I think he is an Italian family, but I think he is an American player. Oh. But he is far from any. Like, if I were to want to meet somebody within the musical, I would want to meet him and ask him a few questions.
It's like, I'm your biggest fan.
ask him a few questions and tips on how to really play without just even.
Emotion, like, or well, just, like the mood.
Just play without any. I'm trying to think of the word.
Without like holding back.
Well,
you mean
his expression on his. Well, yeah, I know you say his facial expression doesn't change when he plays.
Just with ease. That's it. Just he plays everything with ease. He just looks at it, puts the, you know, instrument to his face, and then goes. And not only does it's not just one dimensional. Especially with music, it's three-dimensional. You can really feel, and you really feel a part of what he's playing. And whatever the music that he is playing, you can feel like how you're supposed to feel. Like, oh, I'm supposed to feel sad here. Oh, no, this is a happy, peppy, like a march style or something like that. It's just simply amazing what he can do with that instrument.
All right. That sounds good. He sounds very interesting. How often does the band practice, and when?
I mean, if we're talking about, like, do you want to talk about, like, the pep band or the, like, the one in the fall we did a marching band?
Everything musically everything? That you're involved right. in. Yeah, everything.
The marching band would practice 2 days a week. And, but before that, like, I was here a week before campus, actually, like, opened up. And which was our ritual band camp, where we learned the music, the dance moves, and the where we needed to go on our spots. And I had a lot of fun with it. I really did when I first came down here. And everyone was so open to the new kids. I mean, like, when some people can think about the college life and how people might not be that accepting, like moving from middle school to high school, like, oh, geez. The freshmen are here. Huh. I don't know. Like, let's go mess with them.
The fresh meat.
Yeah, but what really when you step in here, it's a different experience. It's everyone has grown up, and they came full accepting of us, and really just helped you open up and open yourself up to growth in the program. So like we would practice Tuesday, Thursday, I think, and then we'd practice Saturday before a game or before, like, we'd go to a competition. And now that we're in jazz band, there's going to be two jazz bands this time. There's a the Sunday night jazz band, and there's going to be the Colonial Jazz Band. We practice every Sunday night.
This is the Sunday jazz band. They only play on Sunday nights, or
yeah. We officially we all practice on Sunday, but Texas University, I think one of the universities in Texas, has probably one of the greatest just jazz programs there for musicians, and their jazz bands are called by what time they play. So like the 11 o'clock jazz band is the top. But like if you go in and ask like what jazz band are you in? Oh, I'm in the 11 o'clock jazz band. Yeah, you know, like oh,
then you're it.
He's, yeah, he's top. He's top of the line, and you know, just other thing like there's 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and things like that. So it's really interesting, and so we'll have a jazz band, and we're starting up a concert band, and Pep Band is really strong. I really love going to the games and supporting the RMU basketball teams and hockey teams, men and women for both, and just. Pep and Lamont, and hope we can move on and get to playoffs and things like that. So I wish them the best of luck as moving forward, and we'll be there to support them.
Right. My my neighbor in Yorktown, Thomas Lennox, people call him TJ, though. Do you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the very first person I met besides my roommate when I got to Robert Morris. Like, he saw me moving, and he just like, hey, my name's Thomas. Nice to meet you. I'm like, I'm leaving. Nice to meet you. I was still while I was moving, and my parents were here. Yeah. Donald, my roommate, was there. He's like, oh, this is TJ. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, TJ. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
He's really I could say, an interesting character.
Yeah.
He's really funny. I really, because he was one of the first people I met as well over Bandcamp. Oh, he's very funny. He'll make you smile.
Every time I see him, he's like, hello. And I was like, hello. I just say it back, like, in the same tone.
Oh, yeah.
On the next question, John. When you were trying out for the Blue Coats drum in a bugle corps, did you learn anything from practicing or doing that?
I learned a lot, actually, when I went out to do that. The Blue Coats are in Canton, Ohio, so I had to drive about 2.5 hours to even get there. And it's not just in Canton, Ohio where you audition for it. There are 4 audition spots in America and 1 in the UK. Hmm. So... I think there's 1 in California, there's 1 in Texas, there's 1 in Canton, and I think there was 1 in Georgia.
They have them spread all across the United States. So
they're looking for talent. And pretty much when I got there, it wasn't like, you know, I practiced and stuff, and I know how to practice really hard. Speaking that helped me get to Allstate. So I just took that mindset into it, and it eventually just, when I got there and sat down and met some of the vets, like, they weren't looking for people to teach. They were looking for, you know what you're doing, you've been in drum corps before.
Veterans.
Let's go. And like, and it was really interesting hearing this fact. The average age for the person in their corps was 20 and a half, when the age out year is 21. So a lot of people are doing one and done years for them. So it was an interesting experience just to hear everyone play together, to meet their staff. And I think I'm going to audition again next year, but no matter what, next year I think I'm going to be a part of the drum corps world, even if it's with the Blue Coats or another bugle corps across America. And I mean, if you really think about your chances with a drum corps like that, the Blue Coats have 150 spots open for anyone challenging. They had 1,500 kids audition for those 150 spots.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
So a lot of, like, competition.
Mm-hmm. So I remember at my audition, there were 84 trumpets there for 24 spots. So if that's just 84 trumpets in one audition, just imagine that the other 3 in the U.S. plus the 1 brass in U.K. So that's...
It's a challenge.
It is a challenge, but I want to accept that challenge, and hopefully I'll get in one day.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
So next year,
mm-hmm.
It will be your year. I'm also 19. I'm very old for the grade.
I'm the youngest in this room.
I feel like the grandma. Wait, how old are you, Levi?
I'm 18.
Dang it. All right, so we're going to take a little bit break now, and we'll be back. Hi, we're back, and now we're going to play a game with John. You're not John Cena. I kind of wish you would, John.
I mean, they can't see me, so I think that's why. That's why it was pretty appropriate.
That's why we had that little fun song on. So now we're going to go to a game, and the game is, like, it's lyrics. So they're from popular songs now, John, so okay. It's not going to be that hard. Just from, like, popular songs that are out now, like, on the radio. Okay, so I'm going to start, okay?
All right.
We have six of these, and you're going to win, okay?
What am I going to win?
Probably going to win.
$1 million?
Yes. I wish I had that amount of money to give you. Okay. You're just going to, like, whenever, the last way you say, you're going to finish.
Okay.
The lyrics, okay?
Finish the line.
Yeah, right. Finish line. That's it, Levi. All right. Hello from the other side.
Five seconds.
I haven't heard this song enough.
You just said I've. That's what it starts with. Like the next part. Like that's the next word. I've must have
called you 1,000 times.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. 1,000 times.
Adele's,
see?
Adele's number
you
one.
You got
hit.
It. Yeah, Adele. She's bomb. I love her. Oh, my gosh. She's, like, my best friend. We talk all the time.
I was at work, and a coworker, he heard the song come on. He just went right to the back. He's like, I'm not listening to it. He threw his headphones in, everything. He just went right to the back. Like, he's not having it today. Too much Adele one day. All right. I'll start the next line. My mama don't like you.
But she likes everyone.
There you go.
Yes. Yes,
my
that's perfect.
My mama don't like you, but she likes everyone.
Okay,
JB. I love that song.
I see you.
If you were to see me in my car when I was listening to that song, I think the car actually rocks because I have a Chevy Cavalier, which is, you know, pretty light.
Mm. I'll remember 2015 as the year as JB. Every like song or every station, the most popular song that year was pretty much "Were You Now." Everyone was blasting it when we first got here, and my CA, the funny one, my former CA, he was playing it in his room.
The funny one.
Around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and he would tell people to quiet down. Yet we hear "Where Are You Now" coming from the room. I'm like, okay, so he's telling me to quiet down. Yet
it's quiet hour. Please be quiet.
My roommate, like last week, she like got before me, mm-hmm. and whenever I came back in, whenever she was like getting ready and everything, she had that song playing 2 days in a row, and like I love that song, but mm-hmm. at like 9:30 in the morning, I'm like tired, mm-hmm. and like I just got like a shower, got dressed, you know, like I'm eating breakfast, like I'm getting ready to go, and she also had the light on, so I'm like, well, okay, Ray, if you're listening, which you aren't, I'm sorry, we'll talk about Leo tonight.
Yeah.
That's not gonna fight, JK. Just kidding. No, she's nice. She's cool. But I mean, I like that song. It's kind of like, I don't know, something to listen to in the morning. Yeah. I mean, that's a good.
It pumps you. Like most of these pop songs are really just, they pump you up more than anything else. They're just toe tappers. They really just get your attention. And just they want you to get up and move.
I know it's an old song, but Timber by Pitbull,
yeah.
Featuring Kesha. I was listening to, I can deal with Pitbull, but he seems like the artist. I mean, he gets old after a while. Like, you know, all pop songs get old after a while. And like Timber's beat, I like the beat of it. Mm-hmm. Like the instrumental, I can always do the instrumental of a song more over like than a vocal mix of it. Mm-hmm. That's just always been me. I like the instrumental with Timber. It's very, very good.
Yeah, well, oh, yesterday at dinner, I was talking to my friend, and like we were talking about the song, or like Pitbull or whatever, and I said, oh my gosh, what did I say? It wasn't Fireball, but it was something else, and it was like so bad. It was, she posted on Facebook, if anyone wants to go look it up. Her name's Kelly. I don't know how to say her last name, but starts with the B. And it's very sad. It's she posted it to my wall. And, like, I can't remember what I said. But it was, like, it was so dumb. Okay. Like, it was a blonde moment. And my hair was, like,
black.
Black. Yeah, like, completely black. Like, there was no blonde in there. I don't know. Must have got it from my mom.
Embarrassing Facebook posts.
It really is. It's so sad. All right. The next line is, I can't feel my face
when I'm with you.
Yeah.
The Weeknd. Here we go.
Yeah.
Can you feel your face? I mean, can you feel it?
It's pretty cold. It was pretty cold after like Friday. So I don't know. I was really, because I had to play for pep band for the hockey game. Mm-hmm. And when we were coming home from Swickley from that, it was just appalling how the roads weren't even, there wasn't even a general attempt to be cleared. So it was pretty rough on the way back here, and I hope everyone that came back from that game was all right.
Yeah, I know, like, the Duke basketball team, I believe, it was on the news, they were, like, stuck because they went to an away game,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, weren't able to, like, they were stuck going there, but they got there, but then they also, like, I don't know, it took them a long time to get back to Duquesne, and my friend goes to Duquesne. I didn't, like, talk to her about it, but it just, like, reminded me of my friend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. You go to Duquesne with those people.
Yeah, cool. The all-nighter was shut down that night.
Yeah.
It was suspended till the morning. I remember mm-hmm. that in the roads. It was just horrible. I was working that day, and they didn't – I work across the street at Giant Eagle here across from RMU. They didn't start, you know, putting down salt until it really started coming down. I'm just like, you guys should have done this when it first happened.
Yeah, when especially because I think there were weather advisories that we were going to be hit by it. But I think we can blame who we played, Mercyhurst, for that, bringing their weather down. Because I'm an Erie boy, so I do understand what like, because when I was down here, I had to call my dad because I never thought that snow could be peaceful. Just watching it, you're like, oh, wow, this is actually beautiful. Because when you go to Erie, it's just blasting you in the face. You'll get 2 to 3 feet instead of inches.
Something
that will be the prediction. And then when I hear 2 to 3 inches and everyone complains about it, it's like, you know, that's pretty good from where I live.
Yeah, the roads weren't even that bad. Like, I had to come to the hockey game on Saturday because I was working the game, and it didn't, like, everyone was like, oh, it's going to be bad. But then again, I mean, mm-hmm. the game was at like 7, but I had to get there at 5:30. So I did have to leave, like, way earlier than the game actually started, but it wasn't, like, the roads weren't even bad. It looked like it actually didn't even snow. Like, now there's no snow outside. It, like, all, like, melted because it's, like, so warm today. Like, mm-hmm. this morning, I put on my big, like, black jacket, and because it was, like, you know, like, it keeps me warm, and my friend came without a jacket. I'm like, Sarah, why don't you have a jacket? She's like, it's warm. It's like 40 degrees. I'm like, oh, okay. So I did put on a jacket. I just put on like my white jacket because mm-hmm. I have two. One that's like, you know, for like warmer weather. One's for like colder weather.
Yeah. In Erie, the pretty much the basic phrase is, you know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes because you can really be, oh, it's like 40 degrees outside. And you'll go outside and you're like, oh my, it's 20 degrees. And you just go out and get a jacket. You go back out. Oh, it's 40 degrees again. I don't need this. It's really interesting.
It feels like it's gotten colder, like,
mm-hmm.
through today. Like, I could feel it from, like, the beginning of the day to, like, whenever I got off of work today, just going outside. Like, those, like, couple hours, like, it completely, like, changed. I'm sure after we leave here, it's going to be, like, freezing.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, winter's still here. Move on to the next line. I don't know about you.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
I don't know about you. But
I don't like. I don't know. It's true or something like that. I know.
I feel like that line was in one of her old songs. I mean, I don't.
Probably.
I'm guilty. I listen to Taylor Swift. I'm guilty. A little bit of old Taylor Swift, not the new one.
Old Taylor Swift. She's only like what? How old? Like 26, 27, something like that.
I only know about one of her songs. Her previous songs. It was called Love Story. And the only reason I listened to it because someone had mashed up one of my favorite songs.
Oh wow! I haven't. I love that song. I don't listen to. The only time I listen to Taylor Swift is really on the radio.
Yeah, really whenever she comes on. This is like her old song. Do you want me to tell you it?
Yeah.
Okay. The line is, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Oh,
all
right. I guess I was close.
Well, you're not 22, so it's fine. You still have a couple years. We'll give you a pass for that for now. All right. Levi, do you want to ask the next line?
Oh, sure. This is one of my favorite. Oh, not my. Well, yeah, I guess. It can be installed as elevator music. Oh, but
this is your favorite? But wait, guys, before you even hear it, like, this is your favorite, Levi?
Well, out of this whole
list? Section,
yeah, out of this list, this is my favorite.
I made this list up for the game. Yeah, you're welcome.
Double thumbs up.
I tried.
All right, but the line is, used to call me.
Used to call me.
What's in your pocket right now? Not keys, but.
Cell phone?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Used to call me on my cell phone. Okay.
Everyone loves Drake.
Okay. Well, okay.
Hotline Bling?
Have you tried replicating the little dances that he's been doing in the movie?
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do it.
My roommate actually, I'm sorry to cut you off, Mara.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead.
My roommate, he actually was like, I just played the song and he just started snapping his fingers, dancing to it, like trying to do the little, it was something with his leg, like moving his leg back and forth. He was trying to do that. But the easiest dance move in that video for me to replicate is when Drake is like sliding from left to right. That's the easiest for me. I can do that. I can't do the little like leg moving or whatever.
Well, one of my good friends, he is really good at mimicking. He'll go on YouTube and he'll watch the dances that go with the songs. Oh, he's really good at it. I could say a shout out to Richard Dixon because he makes the whole room bounce when he does that because it's out of nowhere. Bounce. He's very quiet guy. If you really get to know him, he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met.
See, I like that song, but it's like, I don't know, it's a little bit inappropriate at points in the song.
I feel like they should install it as elevator music everywhere. The instrumental, just install the instrumental as elevator music.
Da, 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 da. Yeah,
the memes are hilarious. Mm-hmm.
The tennis one is the best. There's one of him like smacking the tennis ball against
I like that one. That one's so funny.
I haven't seen that one. I'll have to.
Even though it's like an old, it's not okay.
It's kind of, but it's not that old though. The Taylor Swift one we used was much older than that.
Yeah. But the Wii tennis one is pretty hilarious.
Okay, I'll have to check that one out. It sounds pretty interesting.
All right, so here's the last part of the game. It's the last line. It's not one of the other ones. You don't hear it too much on like 96.1 Kiss.
Okay. Well, that's all I listen to, so we'll have to see how I do.
That's the only radio station I listen to. Also, same. I don't know. I don't know, like, what else to, like, listen to. There's not much else.
The fan. Sports radio.
Yeah, listen here, guys.
Yeah, you got to hear that for the Steelers. We got to represent Steeler Nation.
Or you can listen to Cloud 9.
Alrighty, so here's the last line. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they're going to say.
Who is it by?
It's from Disney.
It's from Disney.
It's one of the Disney movies. Like we just had a winter storm.
Oh yeah. So I think this isn't a. I'm trying to go through the lyrics. It's from Frozen.
Yeah.
I just let it go. I'm gonna have to go with that because I know that's what this. I don't remember.
It is. That is the song, but it's the last line was let the storm rage on.
Let the storm rage on.
Yeah, that's whenever I think she's in the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie about 3,000 times because probably my senior year, junior and senior year of high school, that's how, and no matter what, like when my dad was gone for a competition or anything with other kids, like, okay, we're going to watch a movie. And everyone's like, put on Frozen. And that's what we ended up watching. So I've seen it so many times.
That's hysterical. I love that movie. My parents actually bought it for me, I think, for like Valentine's Day last year. No. Like sometimes my parents get like my brother and I like little like gifts, like not like that much. Mm-hmm. But, and I think that's what I got last Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I've watched it yet. I did see it in the theaters, though.
If you're wondering why I haven't said anything about it, it's because I haven't seen it ever. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
Okay. Well, we're going to convote you, so.
I would say the last Disney movie I've seen, it's been so long.
You should watch it.
Maybe I hear the song all the time, but I mean, I've never seen it. I got to watch some Disney movies.
Have you seen like the old Disney movies, like Fox and the Hound and like things like that?
It's been a while. It's been a while, man.
My mom really liked those. She got me into, like, she had me watch those, like Robin Hood and Fox and the Hound and the Jungle Book and stuff like those are really good. I really, really enjoyed those throughout my childhood and still even today, because you could probably find all those on Netflix.
Honestly, I think The Lion King might have been the last Disney movie I've legit sat down and watched.
Yeah, Frozen was mine. All right, so at this point in the broadcast, we would normally do a Yik Yak, but since the events of last week with Jordan Willis passing away, this broadcast is dedicated to him, like we stated on our page on Facebook and also on our Instagram. Jordan Willis was a top secret colonial. He was also a brother of Delta Tai Delta fraternity, and he was an engaged student. I personally didn't know him, but my heart goes out to his friends and family and fraternity brothers and anyone that has been personally affected by it, whether you knew him or not, is still a very sad situation. I know that the chapel on campus has been doing stuff to help him. There was a GoFundMe page on Facebook that I've been seeing going around, so please go and visit that if you're able to give any amount of money to help his family and everything. That would really mean a lot to them. I know. I don't know them personally. I never even saw him on campus. But just the fact that he did pass away, it's a very sad event for the Robert Morris community, and my sincere condolences goes out to anyone that is affected. Also, if anyone is having trouble at all with anything in life, including Jordan's passing, if anyone's having trouble with dealing with anything, you can always talk to a friend, family member, go to guidance office, anything to help you or a friend. If you see anyone upset, please go and do that because it can really help someone. Levi?
Yeah, just what Mara said, everyone. This has been Cloud9 Radio. Our guest this week, John DeGroski, and along with co-host Mara Linehan.
Linehan, there you go. Good job.
Thank you for tuning in to Cloud9 Radio. We shall see you next week.